Hello, group leaders. Pastor Kevin with you again for podcast number 44. And with us today is Johnny and Leah Blewett. They are group leaders and have been in group for a long time. Mm-hmm. So, guys, tell the group leader friends what you guys do here at Grace. And how long have you been here?
At Grace, I think we've been here about nine years. We've been a part of group for, I think, the same
nine
time.
Years.
9 years. Yeah, we just jumped right into groups. And so in that time, I've led worship around different campuses. And then I've also served in the cafe, which I loved. And this year, we've hosted small group at our house for a couple of years. And now this year, mm-hmm. we're leading. So, yeah.
And then in addition to that, I also help with the preschool 11 a.m. group. So I lead that about twice a month. And it's a lot of fun.
Awesome. So this podcast is around witnessing or evangelism, and especially this time of year, as we're all either have had for Thanksgiving or will have for Christmas gatherings with family. So how does your family, how do you all go about that? And what's your mindset related to it?
Well, we have very different family dynamics. I have grown up in the church, and as a Christian pretty much my whole life, and John's family is very different.
I did not grow up in the church. So none of my family are believers. At best, some of them are agnostic.
Mm-hmm. Some of them a little more hostile.
A little more hostile to it and point out things. You know, we'll gladly point out that, yeah, I think my dad told me, you know, I wore a Jesus One sweater, and he said, no, he didn't. He died on the cross, you know, and I was like, wow. But I at the same time, I was like, that's kind of like, there was something in that. And it's like, he thought that he lost, but in fact he didn't, you know, it's like,
and you got to tell him that.
I got to tell him, I was like, no, he didn't lose. So that was pretty interesting, but.
Yeah. So I think we try and be more intentional maybe when we're around your family.
It's hard.
It's hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
But, yes. Yeah.
It's hard because these are the people that raised me, that I grew up with. It almost feels like sometimes when you're ministering to somebody or you're talking about Jesus, you're maybe talking down or teaching them like as a student, not talking down, but you were the teacher. Yeah. And to do that to my parents or my older brother or my older sister, it's hard. And so you kind of prepped us with some things to think about. And I was thinking about this. And there were some scriptures that kind of popped out to me. And in particular, one thing I'm not good at, and so you made me think of this. I was just thinking about what you would say. And it's like, pray ahead of time. Mm-hmm. I'm not the best at praying and being intentional around that. Mm-hmm. Praying ahead of time and being prepared. Now, that's something I'm a little better at, is knowing your faith. These, like, when I encounter my dad and he says something, mm-hmm. or tries to get me with a gotcha, you know, knowing my faith mm-hmm. well and knowing what I believe about not only the basics and the fundamentals, but the gotchas and the controversial stuff, knowing that is really important when you have a family that is, you know, kind of hostile.
Sure. And, you know, it's half of why we do group, right? Part of it is relationship building and doing life together and celebrating wins together and being with each other for the hard things, but also to learn, right? We mm-hmm. try to learn scripture, and so that when we're faced with an opportunity like that, and it is an opportunity, mm-hmm. then we know what we believe, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm like you. My memory just won't allow me to remember chapter and verse for a lot of things, mm-hmm. but I think I know the principles of what mm-hmm. the scriptures say.
Yeah,
and so you can bring that up.
I think something that's also helpful in group is, I know at least for our groups and our groups in the past, we've all been very open about the dynamics of our relationships in our family. Mm-hmm. So our group has been able to pray mm-hmm. for those people as well. And yep. I think that's also something encouraging and helpful.
Yep. Yeah, I too have, I probably all have family members who they just don't want to hear it. And mm-hmm. we feel as you guys do too, like this is so fundamental to even who we are nowadays
absolutely.
as born again believers. To have that be rejected or even hostile mm-hmm. is, man, what a struggle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's kind of what So when we, in preparing for this, that was like, you know, because you can approach it intellectually, try to debate with them,
sure,
debate yeah. with people. And I love a good debate. That's kind of my thing.
Huh. And,
surprise, yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
But what I think I've found is it's very ineffective at changing yeah. hearts. You yeah. know, you're not going to change hearts with a single debate or two debates or three debates. That's going to, you know, be a kind of on their time and in their own mind and heart. And I think I found that the most encouraging way to me to approach it is to be like, it isn't about what I say. It's about how I live.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if I live in a way yeah. that reflects God, they will see that. And that is a better testament than any argument I can make, any debate I can have.
And I think you see that in our Thanksgiving too. Even though none of them are believers, we pray. We always go to his family's house for Thanksgiving. We pray, and they always ask John to lead us in prayer every single year.
That's
and
great.
So I think that's a big testament to how he lives and how he has demonstrated that that is Christ is his foundation.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because I the one scripture that relates to that, if I may.
Please.
Yeah. Can I read scripture in this?
Of course. You're the star today. You do what you want.
So Matthew 5:14. This one's pretty famous. 14-16. So you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp or put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's interesting because that has nothing to do about what I say. It's
yep.
what they see,
yep.
right? The light is you know, yep. my how actions you, and what they see, and it's not about me in the end.
Right.
It's like
how you live, how yeah. you treat people.
Exactly.
How you show interest in them,
mm-hmm.
Not just as
not a project.
Yes, exactly. Tammy and I used to go to a church where the pastor would say things like, hey, holidays are coming and there's going to be, you know, family gatherings. And oh my gosh, if there's beer there, then don't go. And we learned over time, like, how does that relate to the Jesus of the woman in the well? Like,
mm-hmm.
how are we going to be in those spaces if we're not there? How are we going to have opportunities mm-hmm. to witness if we're just not there?
Right.
And
yeah.
so we rejected that.
Yes. So different yeah. to be in the world, but not of the world.
Yeah.
Well, Paul says, you know, he's like, to the Greek, I'm a Greek. To the Jew, I'm a Jew. So
yeah,
it's like he
exactly.
is adaptive. And I don't think he's like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to go, you know, on a bender with
right.
my friends. But he might be, I don't know, maybe he would go and not drink at all. And that
yeah.
example.
Right.
He'd be the designated driver. That's an example that they would be like, why does he never drink? Or, that, you know,
mm-hmm.
he sets himself mm-hmm. apart from us.
And
you guys go in two
service?
Keith actually said mm-hmm. that very thing today in service.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? We haven't been
there
yet.
This is the second time I've talked about something, and then Keith said it. It literally, we went to that family retreat, and Keith and I talked, and the thing we talked about was exactly what he preached about.
Mm-hmm.
He even
mm-hmm.
said some of the things, which I thought was, he must have had him queued up.
Funny how the Spirit works like that.
It is interesting.
So as to sort of wrap up, what would you, like, what's a nugget or two you would tell group leaders as it comes to witnessing to their families around family gatherings?
One is just, like I said before, be prayerful
mm-hmm.
with your group on that. Have them, intentionally ask them, are there circumstances that I can be praying for where it might be difficult for you, or that I can pray for you to have the opportunity and the courage to speak, or maybe have the restraint to not speak sometimes too,
mm-hmm, sure.
is also beneficial.
Yeah.
And then also just Grace does a wonderful job of opening up opportunities that are not scary to invite people to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So not thinking just of family, but friends and neighbors. I mean, we have Jingle Jam coming up. We
yeah.
have Christmas Eve services. We have
yeah.
all of these different activities. And I would encourage people to maybe even go to it as a group. So that way it's less scary to invite
yeah.
people. Like, hey, my group is doing this. You want to come with us?
For sure. Or even just the cafe or the
right.
playland.
The playland, exactly.
Get them familiar with the building
mm-hmm.
at first, right?
Right.
Yeah, and I think then the next step is to obviously live your life in a way that reflects Christ with joy. I think that's a key, is not being like, oh, you know, I can't drink because, or being disappointed, but being joyful about it. That that I think people will see that and be intrigued. And then being sure you understand really well what you believe and why you believe it. That way, when they're intrigued, they may ask you about it, or they may challenge you, and then you can respond in a way that isn't tripping over your feet.
But in that sense too, it's okay to say you don't know.
Well, for sure.
It's okay to be like, you know what, let me look more into that.
You can do that?
Yeah, you don't do it well, but.
Well, guys, that's really good. Thank you for your time. Group leaders, hope you have found something you've heard from Lee and Johnny that will stick and you can use in your own lives as the holidays come. God bless. We'll see you next week. Mm-hmm.